today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum and welcome. We're talking about the concept of sacrifice in the view of Islam. I invite you to listen to us. Today, Wednesday, is the 10th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar History Calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar History Calendar, and the 7th of September 2022 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. We listen to Chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 207.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين.
O you who have believed, enter into Islam completely and perfectly and do not follow the footsteps of Satan. Indeed, he is to you a clear enemy.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The verse was revealed about and in the praise of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, after that he readily slept in the bed of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family on the night known as Laylatul Mabit. This idea is in wide scale famous so that none can deny it but a pagan or a crazy one. The most profitable bargain is the one that a person sells his best property, his soul, to Allah, his creator. Such a bargain is done neither for paradise nor for being safe from the fire of hell, but it is merely performed for gaining his pleasure.
Allah, 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 ma lana mawlan siwa Allah, Allah,
speaking about Islam and sacrifice, be with us. This is today's special. Islam is not merely the confession of a faith which is made once in a lifetime. The faith is of cosmic dimensions. It requires a radical direction of entire life and the world. The confession is not merely verbal. It is an act of witnessing which must transform life into a living and continuing testimony of faith. You enter Islam by saying Shahada, that means bearing witness, Allahu Akbar. But you can live in Islam only by constantly doing Shahada. Doing Shahada will bring you in ceaseless confrontation with false gods inside you and with those outside you. It will also require a ceaseless striving to reshape self and society so as to attest to your witnessing. Being Muslim thus requires becoming Muslim. Becoming Muslim after the seed of Iman has been sown in the heart is a twofold process, to summon one's own self and to summon mankind to live under the sovereignty of one God alone.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the sacrifice and its role in people's lifestyle. Even in our communities right now around us, we may find many examples of such people who are ready to sacrifice their lives for the sake of other people. For example, in our post-revolutionary history in Iran, we find that those people who went to the battlefields in order to defend the nation, in order to defend the country and the nation, all of them proved exemplary figures in terms of being ready to sacrifice their lives, even at the cost of martyrdom and being slain in the cause of God for the sake of people. I mean, for the rest of people. For example, nowadays we find that some individuals, whether known, I mean, nationwide or not, they sacrifice their lives, and instead of adopting a kind of life in which they themselves and their children would reach a very affluent type of life, they sacrifice their lives for the sake of guiding other people to the right path. Many of such figures were, for example, among the authors, translators, publishers, and so on. In this connection, we find that sacrifice is a moral trait and a moral virtue. And according to the definitions given in some ethical books, like, for example, Mi'raj al-Sa'adah, written by the late Mullah Ahmad Naraghi, who was a medieval scholar, we find that, in terms of sacrifice, his definition is that sacrifice makes sense and can be seen when someone gives out something to other people to which he himself may be in dire need of. And it indicates that those people, those teachers, those exemplary teachers of Islamic morality and Islamic ethics, they gave practical definitions. And out of any definition in the books, they indicate and they mention many examples.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
From the things to sacrifice for the sake of Allah, it can suggest arguments. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, said, I guarantee a house on the outskirts of paradise for one who leaves arguments, even if he is right, and a house in the middle of paradise for one who abandons lies even when joking, and a house in the highest part of paradise for one who makes his character excellent. What a nice tradition. It's always difficult to back down in an argument. Its very nature makes us want to prove the person in front of us wrong. and Shaitan is egging us on. It's even more difficult to back down from an argument when we know we are right. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, provides an incentive for us to back down from an argument, even if we are right. A house on the skirts of paradise. Remember that. In this part, we're going to speak about Karbala. In Karbala, we have an unforgettable sacrifice for Islam. Before Imam al-Hussein left his hometown of Medina to embark on his mission, he wrote a will that he left in the custody of his brother. The will contained a clear, concise statement of his mission, for the Imam did not wish history to misunderstand or misrepresent the purpose of his stand against Yazid, the new ruler of the Umayyad dynasty. The mission statement reads, "I am not rising against Yazid as an insolent or an arrogant or a mischief monger or as a tyrant. I have risen against him as I seek to reform the Ummah, community of my grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. I wish to bid the good, amr bil ma'ruf, and forbid the evil, nahi anil munkar, and to follow the way of my grandfather and father, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib." The Imam first dispels the accusations that later day historians might level against him. He denies that he's planning to lead a rebellion against Yazid. Rather, the Imam emphasizes that his purpose is to reform the Prophet's community. Barely half a century had passed since the Prophet's demise and the religion of Islam had become so distorted and diluted that there was a grave risk that the pristine religion would be completely replaced by the court religion.
And Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, he says, the hadith that's narrated from him, he says that on the night of Ashura, I was so sick, I came, I saw my father speaking with the companions. Do you know what he was saying? He was remembering Allah. Allahumma ahmaduka. Allahumma inni ahmaduka. Ala kulli hal. Ala sarra wa dharra. I thank you, ya Allah, and praise you, no matter if I'm comfortable or I'm not comfortable, distressed. That's all he was thinking about. And in the final moments of Aba Abdullah's life, when he was between the enemies, bleeding, before they came and killed him, the hadith says that he raised his hands and he began to do munajat. Munajat that we do in Ramadan, in the masjid, only in such an atmosphere. Aba Abdullah is doing it in the battlefield before he dies, a few seconds before he dies. The famous dua, munajat of Imam al-Hussein. Allahumma muta'ali al-makan, azimul jabarut, shadidul mihal, ghaniyun anil khalaiq. What a beautiful munajat. He's doing it seconds before he's killed. What does this all show you? It shows you how important huququllah were to Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, because he was a moral individual. Because he was only concerned not about what I benefit from others, but about me preserving the rights of others. And this is one of the qualities of a mu'min, brothers and sisters. A mu'min is someone that's always looking out for the interests of other people. He's always worried about not hurting other people, not just worried about himself.
Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum.
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.